So here's the scene. There's a man or a woman hunched over a keyboard, tapping in codes and commands, maybe to steal some sensitive information or hack into a government database. And then, inevitably, a message flashes right up on the computer monitor. Access denied. This movie scene is such a cliche. It's practically expected in every thriller or action film. And yet, if you look at those sophisticated computer interfaces in films like Mission Impossible or The Bourne Identity, well, they don't really resemble anything that exists in the real world. Our producer, Petra Mayer, has been digging around, trying to find out why what you see on a movie screen looks nothing like what you've got on your computer at home. And Ben Petra, what'd you find?
Well, I found a guy called Mark Colleran, and he's a visual interface designer, and he's one of the guys that thinks up those computer screens that you see in movies. And so what he told me is when you see that big red access denied and it's flashing and it's blinking, the idea for that actually comes from video games. And it all goes back to the 80s. So do you remember War Games?
With Matthew Broderick, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that came out in 1983. And you have to remember, back then, not everybody had a computer at home. They weren't all that familiar with what computer screens looked like. But what Mark Colleran told me is they did know about video games.
So the actual design cues came from games. So it's like the game over thing. It's a big word that splashes across the screen and tells you exactly what is, you know, happening. And that is the whole point of those things, is to tell a story. How do you tell somebody in 2 seconds on screen that they can't get into that thing?
By putting access denied on the computer screen.
Exactly.
Now, Mark Colleran, we should say, did not work on War Games, right?
No, I think that was a little before his time.
Okay, so what movies has he worked on?
A ton of blockbusters. The Bourne Identity, Tomb Raider, Mission Impossible 3, Children of Men, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Wow.
Have you ever seen the last Bourne movie, The Bourne Ultimatum?
Yeah.
Right, so there's a scene where Matt Damon is in London and he's trying to meet a reporter at Waterloo Station.
Right, Matt Damon's a CIA agent. Right. They're trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm, right, so he and this reporter are on the run from CIA assassins in the middle of Waterloo Station.
Right, and there's a shot of CIA operatives, like, you know, watching him on a surveillance feed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give me all of CCTV's eyes.
On it, sir.
So you hear right there, the head CIA guy is saying, you know, get me the surveillance video from the station. And the technicians are clicking, 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 and then there it is. It's on their monitor screens. So what's actually happening is, you know, those technicians, they're actors, right? They're just clicking away on dummy keyboards. They're not connected to anything. And Mark Colleran and a bunch of guys like him are sitting off the set, and what they're doing is when the CIA guy says, get me that video, he just presses a button on his computer and beep, there it is, on screen.
So it looks like they're interacting with the device, but what is actually happening is we're watching them do what they do, and we have ways of controlling it and firing it off and queuing it up so it looks like they're doing stuff in real time.
Now, a minute ago, Petra, you mentioned that Mark Colleran worked on that film, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They play a married couple who are both assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's a scene I remember in that film where Brad Pitt's computer pops up, and it is the most ridiculous computer I've ever seen.
Hello, John.
Good morning, Atlanta.
It's got this sort of triple panel monitor, rises out of his desk, speaks to him. I covered the Pentagon, Petra. I've been to Northern Command. I've seen some pretty cool computers, but this is just so over the top. I mean, all these mini windows, real-time views, graphics.
Yeah, but, you know, you'd be surprised how many of these things actually end up on the market at some point. I mean, Mark Colleran told me, you know, he's looking at video games, but he's also looking at prototypes from companies like Microsoft and, you know, things that are going on in university software labs. And occasionally, something will end up on the market that looks an awful lot like you know, something that he designed for a movie.
Like what?
Do you remember that movie, The Island, with Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out a couple years ago. Mark Colleran designed a tabletop, sort of a touchscreen, interactive tabletop screen. And a few months later, Microsoft came out with this thing called the Surface Computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was pretty much the same thing. So, you know, you never know. One of these days you might end up with as fancy a setup as Brad Pitt.
That's our producer, Petra Mayer. Petra, thanks.
You're welcome.
And you can see a slideshow of some of Mark Colleran's famous movie computer screens at our website. That's npr.org.